I'm in the studio with Eddie Flum. He's the author of 33, The Story of Hope. And it is the story of Jesus' resurrection, starting with Joseph of Arimathea's request for Jesus' body so that Jesus could have the proper burial at the time. That's where you start the book, Eddie. What inspired you to write this book?
I just felt there was a story here that was largely untold. Everyone knows the Christmas story, and everyone knows the Passion story, but very few people know what happened after the crucifixion and the resurrection. The resurrection is such a brilliant event that I think in some way it diminishes what happened afterwards, but it was such an amazing story afterwards when you have 11 men in the upper room, all fearful of their own lives after seeing their master crucified, who they assumed was going to usher in a new messianic age, but was instead hung, in their terminology. And how did we go from that moment, that incredible fear, to the religion that we know today? And this tells the story of the first 18 months of that period, of that time period.
Well, tell us a little bit about your background. Having read the book, I know that you have an intimate knowledge of the Holy Land and the events surrounding this. How did you receive your knowledge with that?
Well, I just did a great deal of research. I have been to Israel twice in my life in the surrounding area, which is an amazing and intense area in this world, as we all know. And then when I began researching the book, there's an unbelievable amount of sources for research. You have, of course, the Bible, which is the most incredible resource, but you also have the Jewish historians, the Roman historians, archaeologists. I think that the topic of Jesus and his life is, there's more books written on that than any subject ever. Okay, I think, in fact, I believe that there's three times as many books in the Library of Congress than the next subject. So there's plenty of research out there. Every step of his time on earth and beyond the resurrection is argued. It's amazing how much scholarship and research there is. So you need to really examine it from so many different ways to get the authenticity of what you believe truly happened as an author.
You grew up familiar with both the Christian and the Jewish faith. What did you learn there that helped you write this book?
Well, that's interesting, Ellie. I have, you know, my father is Jewish. My mother is Southern Baptist. I was raised as a Methodist. I went to Jesuit high school here in Tampa. And so I have really had a cross-ecumenical background. I would say that I learned, and I think it's important for everyone to remember that our faith is Judeo-Christian. And it's important to remember that these early members of our church, these incredible apostles, they were all Jews, you know, not formally educated, and Jewish men. So in having a background and understanding the Jewish mindset, I think gave me a tremendous advantage in, again, seeking the authentic story, you know, and how this really came about. Because, as you know, at that time, they were called followers of the way. They weren't called Christians until much later. And they were, in effect, a Jewish sect. Christianity at that time was a sect of the Jewish religion.
Is there a single event in your life where you can say, okay, I'm going to write this book?
Oh, most assuredly.
Okay.
I actually have wanted to write for some time, and I moved out to the beach in faith, knowing that a topic would come that was justifiable. And a friend of mine called me and said, Eddie, I want you to look at this book. And it was a very interesting book by Alton Gansky, Encountering Christ in the 40 Days Between Resurrection and Ascension. So I read the book, and it was a traditional book, a scholastic book, but very well written, and it was very interesting to me. And then I was walking on the beach later that day, and I went, oh my goodness, there is a story here that has not been told in a modern way. There's plenty of scholastic information on it, and there's plenty of information from, you know, biblically, of course, but it hasn't been told in a way that is could be grasped by the common person, I believe, in many ways. So I wrote it in a highly engaging and captivating way. It's written in vignettes and little stories and settings, and they weave around each other as you follow, you know, Saul and his persecution all the way to his conversion at the end of the book. So it's just a wonderful story a lot of fun. A lot of I weave in Stephen and Mary, and it's just so many of the characters that we all know. But it's in the chronological timing and context that I think makes it more interesting. And a couple of people have told me that it personalizes the scriptures for them. And to me, that's high praise indeed. You have to be very careful when you're writing about the scriptures, because they are divine and they're beautifully written. But in writing in this fashion, what happens is you give it a little flavor that is more understandable to the modern mind. We're used to, you know, hearing and reading our stories in a certain way. So what I've tried to do here, and I think we were successful at it according to a lot of the feedback we're receiving, is write something in a captivating, engaging, you know, conflictual way so that you enjoy it. You're captivated, and you can read the story for the history of it alone, or you can read the story for the magnificent meaning that's inside the story.
You have it beautifully written, and I think you said it very well right there, because you have it written where the normal person can sit and read and they want to turn the next page. They want to see what happens next. Use great wording and beautiful language. So we really appreciate your gift to us. Thank you very much, Eddie.
Well, thank you, Ellie. You know, I believe that everyone comes to Christ one by one. So this book was not written in a preaching fashion or even a teaching fashion, but it was written again to captivate and engage. A friend of mine came up to me the other day and he said, "Eddie, I really enjoyed reading your book, and it made me do something I haven't done in a long time." And I said, "Well, tell me about that, Joe. What'd you do?" And he pantomimed pulling out a Bible. And I said, "Did you have to blow some dust off?" And he said, "Yes, a little bit." But the book was designed to, you know, to drive people back to this incredible time in this story. We're in such tough times right now. And if you think it was tough now, you should see how it was then. And it's this is what I think the power behind this story is that it is the story of hope. It reminds you that no matter how bad things are, we have Jesus in our lives, and we have a way of connecting to him and in our heart, and it is the most powerful way to live.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much, Eddie.